I had that career for approximately 10 years post-graduating from Columbia College Chicago. And I really loved that work. And what was interesting about that, which kind of led me to where I am now, is that as I was in my bachelor's program and even beyond, there's a really high failure rate. So there are a lot of people who start an interpreting program or even just to learn ASL before they get to the interpreting program, just with the assumption that, hey, I'm going to learn ASL, I'm going to be an interpreter, and about 90% fail. And what I learned later is that this is consistent across all languages. So if you're trying to become a German-English interpreter, for example, even if you grew up bilingual, knowing those two languages, probably about a 90% failure rate that you won't be able to graduate from your interpreter program. And in the US, there's pushes to let people graduate, but then often they can't get certified to work. So I got really interested in this idea of why some people could do it while other people couldn't. Even if they had grown up with both languages, sometimes they still really struggled to simultaneously interpret. So to take someone else's thoughts with two languages with different grammatical structures. And of course, you're listening to one part while you're producing another part.